Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Once again, we're on our urban legend adventure here on Finishing Well today with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. We talked last week about the actual definition of urban legends is like the myth of, you know, a lot of alligators being in the New York sewer. So, you know, that being a myth. Well, urban legends are anecdotes along those lines. And unfortunately, when it comes to a lot of these Finishing Well subjects that we talk about here every week, there's some swamp draining or sewer draining.
They're very pervasive as well. I mean, I have clients coming in that have just accepted this stuff just like they accept the gospel. I mean, this is a fact. And so we got them in IRAs as well.
So Satan has been throwing, you know, bait out there for centuries and getting people to bite onto a lie. And once they do, you know, they essentially have come in conflict with the kingdom, because the kingdom's all about the truth and the truth moving forward. So today on Finishing Well, we're trying to share some truth about these urban legends when it comes to IRAs. Or in your world, that may be a 401k. They're, right? Sort of along the same thing.
Well, sure it is. And see, one of the gifts that you get from this, or benefits from the government, is to not pay taxes on this 401k money or IRA money, both the amount you put in there and the growth of it, for your whole working career and into your retirement. You've postponed income taxes till retirement, okay? And people kind of get hooked on that and the accumulation. And
right, so the legend is we've tried to isolate it, the urban legend or the lie that's pervasive that's down inside this thing, is that if I don't ever have to touch my IRA money till I die, that's a good thing, because that would mean that I never pay tax on it. But Jesus might have a strong word for you on about, you know, storing things up in barns. I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with that story. But anybody that's ever played Monopoly, right?
Sure.
Wants to play with a guy who wants to stockpile his money and never buy any property, never buy any houses, never buy any hotels. And that's the guy I want to play with, isn't it you?
Oh, sure. Sure.
So that money
is cheap.
That money that is there in that is a resource that can be used to build the kingdom, both for your family and clearly for the kingdom of God. And so, you know, that's one of those really pervasive legends.
Well, absolutely. And so people go through, and they come in to see me, they go through their whole working career, they've never paid a dime in tax, so that's magnified their profits during high yield areas. It's also magnified their losses when the stock market suffered a bit. But overall, people are really, they don't even so much think about it until it's time to pull some money out. And I think that some of this is just rooted in the fact that people really never see themselves taking money out of that. And when they do take money, they know they got to pay income taxes.
Right.
And so it's a little bit self-fulfilling. So if you're coming in for retirement planning, the way we see your IRA money is one of your resources that's there to fund your retirement.
Right. That thing can buy houses and hotels. Help you get around, go a few more times.
Well, yeah. It can also buy groceries, and it can buy vacations. It can buy rent. You know, it can buy assisted living costs. It can just buy things that are necessary for expenditures beyond your Social Security. It buys the same things that the old-timey pensions buy.
Right, and because of the structure of the thing, there are, and taxes being part of that planning, that, and we're going to get to later in the show, there's a way to, you know, take advantage of both. No taxing and be able to advance the kingdom. So we're going to...
With some good planning and timing.
Right. But so that's the urban legend number one. But it kind of the urban legend number two just kind of actually freaks me out even more than urban legend number one.
And urban legend number two is just real simple. It is that the will, my will, is going to determine who gets what or how my, or the client's will.
Last will and testament.
Last will and testament is going to determine who gets what, and including my IRA money. So a lot of people are of the mindset that if they have a will and they've stipulated who gets what, that that's who's actually going to get it when they die.
And so there's the terrifying myth. Is let's just say that, you know, I was your son and you've amassed $200,000 in this IRA, and then you went with the big barn strategy and didn't use that money for the kingdom in any way, shape, or form, and you just kept it in that barn until your life was gone. Like Jesus said, you weren't rich towards God. You know, you were rich towards making sure you had everything stored up for yourself. Then you pass away.
Right.
And you think, because your will says, you're going to give me, you know, Dad's going to give me all this IRA money. And that's sweet.
Just give me everything, that's gonna including be the IRA money.
Which, by the way, has got a big old tax liability coming with it, but that's another story.
Still, I'll deal with that.
Yeah. Right. So?
And it just, that's what the will says. But the problem is that an IRA does not look to the will. It doesn't even need the will to distribute things. And it happens long before the will gets probated. Is IRAs have a thing called a beneficiary.
Like a life insurance plan.
In fact, if it doesn't have a beneficiary, it's not an IRA.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Every IRA has to have a beneficiary.
401ks do.
401ks do. Now, you can name your estate as the beneficiary. Some people are foolish enough to do that, okay? So that's going to stick your IRA money in probate, but... So if you have your estate named as the beneficiary, and then you have your son, or like an example you gave, is the beneficiary of the will, sure, then it'll work out. He'll eventually get the money, but he'll have to pay taxes. He won't even have a choice, because since the IRA is not a person, so it all has to be distributed before, you know, when it goes into the estate. So the point I'm making here is that people think the will drives distributions at death of really kind of all assets, and the will drives some of them. But anything that has a beneficiary with a name on it, like a life insurance policy, like an annuity policy, like an account with a transfer on death, which is effectively a beneficiary designation, or an IRA, it has to have a beneficiary. Whoever's written on that line, even if it was written 30 years ago. I mean, in the scenario you just gave, let's just say for a minute that you're my son, I'm the dad, and let's say that mom's deceased, but she's still the beneficiary on my IRA because
right.
I put her there 30 years ago, or I put it there before she died.
401k, you signed up at work, and they asked for a beneficiary. Of course, it's my wife.
Yeah.
You didn't even have me
there. She's
then.
Gone. After she died, I redid the will, named you.
Yeah.
But the IRA still says her. It's going to go to her estate. Okay. We're going to have to do some wrangling. It would have been a whole lot better if somebody would have had the sense.
Now you got me. Oh, wow. So since you've got something that had already been probated maybe years ago, her estate.
Right. It has to be reopened.
And so, wow, you are going to wrangle.
Oh, sure. And then if you're not the beneficiary of her estate, okay.
Right. She's got a child by a previous marriage. You got everything. Son's out in the cold.
Oh, sure.
And just like I think Jesus said it in the parable, that, you know, who's the money going to go to that you stored up in that barn? Who, you know, it's out the window.
So we're talking about very simple things here, like distributing money out of an IRA. We're talking about somebody passes away, paying the money to the beneficiaries. These are just simple things. But they become real complicated when people haven't tended to their knitting during their life. And what I'll add to that is if you have a good, solid, knowledgeable, professional financial planner and lawyer that is looking into things and just kind of counseling. And when we do retirement planning, we check all this stuff. we go through every beneficiary, everything, and we just check it off to make sure that whoever you want to get the money is named.
Right. Okay? Talk about certified financial planners. You're listening to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Schild, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com and their book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, of course, available at their website, CardinalGuide.com. But this chapter that we're talking about today on IRA is one of the seven worries. You go to the seven worry tab. There you're going to find a whole chapter, both in the workbook and the book, on IRA distributions and those kind of things that would dispel the myths, help bring in the truth that will set you free, in this case, free to spend that IRA money and in a way that makes sense. And it's all there at CardinalGuide.com.
Yeah.
So we, again, this has a lot to do with your heart, Hans, is to get the truth out there so people can make informed decisions and actually Satan can't get in there and steal the money for uses that you really had no intention.
If you want a copy of the book and you want to see this book, you can go to our website, cardinalguide.com. You can download, like today's show, the chapter for today's show of both the book and the workbook. You can download that for free as a PDF. You can also get to Amazon and find the book on Amazon. It's very inexpensive, both in the Kindle version and the paper version.
Yeah, it's $1.99 for the Kindle. And what, $7.50?
$7.99. And if you want it for the paper book, and if you wanted to get the copy of the whole book free, you can just send me a message on cardinalguide.com to Hans. Just tell him book offer and either give me your address and I'll mail you a paper copy, or give me your email address and I'll quick shoot you a copy of the email version of the book or the digital version.
And the other thing is, you may have heard this show today and thought, wow, I need to get this to my friend. I got a friend that's thinking about this, or I've got to get it to one of my relatives, all those things. The podcast, every show, this is probably going to be the 29th show, are all there at cardinalguide.com. You can look at that, listen to that podcast anytime you got time to seriously focus on it. Like right now, you might be driving and you think, wow, I need to really think about these things. Just go to cardinalguide.com, download the podcast, and that stuff's available at any time. But also, you can clearly call Cardinal at the number there at the website and get them involved. So when we come back, more urban legends on Finishing Well.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the 7 Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to useful documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Schild. Today's show, we're still clearing the swamp of these, clearing the sewers actually, of these urban legends. There's gators in them sewers. We discovered a couple of them on IRAs in the early part of the show. We want to review, quickly. Urban legend number one is that, wow, I want to keep as much money stockpiled in my barn as I possibly can until I pass away. And that way, I can kick back and take it easy. Clearly Jesus spoke to that one.
Right.
The second one, which is actually just really makes me want to cry, is that my will takes precedence over the beneficiary on my IRA. So if I've got a will, last will and testament, and it says that the money's going to my son, but the beneficiary is my wife, that my wife, as being the bishop beneficiary, takes precedent. And that's actually going to happen long before the will's even probated. You know, immediately upon my death, you know, like it or not, Robbie Jr., you're going to get that IRA money, and you better be prepared for the tax ramifications of that.
So what should I do about this? I
mean, and that's there.
So we'll deal with the second one first. Is when you're doing retirement planning, or you're retiring, or you're doing this yourself, get out every financial account that you have. You know, and again, this is going to be, you know, your IRAs, your life insurance policies, any annuity policies, any accounts that have a transfer on death or TOD provision on them. It's just like a beneficiary. And we want to see who they're named. And a lot of places on their website, it's going to have an area where you can look this up. If certainly not, you can call them. And then they all have a change of beneficiary form. So you need to read that thing on every... We do this for people with financial planning. We're going to get all that stuff out, and that needs to be written exactly who you want to get that money, because when the financial institution gets a certified copy of the death certificate sent to them, they're just going to make out a check to this person.
And the other thing is, I'm just listening to this information, is that, you know, as we can glean from with many counselors' plans succeed, oh my goodness. I mean, there's so much at stake here on my passing, not just obviously my 401k. If I've got a 501k, that's too my IRAs and those kind of things. But man, all sorts of policies and stuff can go quickly to my beneficiary, to the people that I want them to go to, if I really understand what's going on there. And some attorneys, this isn't their, they don't deal with this every day like you do.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, people that don't have a substantial, like huge, large amounts of money, a lot of times the only thing that we're moving through the will is their cars and personal property, and if they have a, you know, a home or some real estate, that's got to go through the will. But a lot of folks, when they get up there, like my mother, she was renting. I mean, she was in a facility, and when she went, and we had we just had beneficiaries. We didn't even have to probate a will on her.
Right, and there's the benefit of
so the
of
beneficiaries
what you got.
The beneficiaries were all. Who was, I mean, the will was effectively through the beneficiary. So the point is that just that's a myth, and it gets a lot of people in trouble, and we see it in here every day. We've got to have our act together on our beneficiaries, okay? Then you get to the point of, do you really want to leave a lot of money to your son or your children through an IRA? And the answer to that is, in the absence of leaving them any money, sure. But that's not the means. An IRA with stockpiled money is not an ideal estate planning strategy.
No, it's like I want to play Monopoly with that guy because, you know, that money was never used to leverage the kingdom. There's all sorts of ways that essentially you're hiding your talents. You're burying them in the ground.
Well, yeah. And see, the other thing I'm going to tell you is that your kids do have a way to stretch out the taxes again, and I can teach them all that. And some people may want to utilize that. But it relies upon them wanting to do that. And I can just tell you that most adult children, when they inherit these IRAs, they need and want the money. And so they're more than willing to pay 40% of it and just pay it in tax, and just so they can keep the 60% and use it on something like educating their kids or, you know, something, their retirement. So it's not a good estate planning strategy. And I can tell you a simple way you can... Just like a simple strategy we use with some people is, let's say there's $300,000 in the IRA, and you just said, that's going to go to my daughter. Well, we could offer you a $300,000 life insurance policy. And even if the premium was $10,000 a year, and you could just take the premium as your minimum distribution, pay the taxes on it, send it to the life insurance company, and that way if you die in the next... whenever, there's going to be $300,000 tax-free that's going to go to your kids. I mean, so the first thing is they're not going to have to worry about that, and there may still be some money left in the IRA. So it gets a little bit complicated, but there are things we can do in planning if you want to leave money to your children and your adult children that we can do.
Say you want to leave money to your church.
Okay.
Is it possible that we've talked about QCD on the show many, many times, and I know we need to get into the basics of that, but my initial question is, could I set up a life insurance policy and pay for that with my QCD, that money would end up going to the church?
Well, you couldn't do that with your QCD, because then if the money goes from the IRA to benefit you, which is a life insurance policy, it wouldn't qualify as a QCD. So when you're going to use the QCD, you're just going to send the $10,000 directly from the IRA to the church.
Okay. That makes sense, because it's qualified charitable, that's Q qualified. Charitable, D, distribution.
Well, you're learning this stuff.
Yeah, eventually, you know. Anyway, the church is the charitable. That makes sense. So,
but the second part of what you said is still makes sense, is there's many people that do this, is they buy a life insurance policy, and they name the church as the beneficiary, okay? And I don't want to get into a big class on that, but we absolutely can do that, and we can make it tax advantageous. I mean, we can set up, it's just mixing together these two things, the IRA, the QCD is the only place that I would have a problem with that.
Right, okay? Yeah, which is good. That's why I asked the question. I figured.
But let's talk about the QCD for a second. And so the QCD, Qualified Charitable Distribution, a lot of folks over 70 don't even realize this. So we give money through tithing, as we're called to do, to the church every week, every month, all year long. You know, if it's 10%, and we're doing that typically with after-tax money, and because we don't get the benefit of the tax deduction in retirement, because usually we don't have enough, we can just take standard deduction, especially the new tax law. So there's just people going along. Taxes don't really affect their giving. They just give what they give, and that's a good thing. Most of them don't realize that we could take the minimum distribution that you're required to take, that maybe angers you a little bit, that you got to pay taxes on, money you don't need. We could just donate that directly to the church or distribute it to the church. You wouldn't have to pay any taxes, so the church would get more. Or we just give them the same amount as you're doing with after-tax money, it would create more money for you. I mean, there's a lot of ways to skin it, but the bottom line is the church can receive money from an IRA that qualifies as a minimum distribution without paying any taxes on it or you paying any taxes. It's a wonderful benefit that most folks aren't aware of. Anybody that wants to call me up and talk.
So, hey, I got another idea. Just throw this by. So, I want to set up that for my church. I can do the qualified charitable distribution, right, mm-hmm. and send that money to the church. And that probably is going to save me, say it's a fairly large charitable, you know, say it saves me $2,500 a year in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I could use that $2,500 I saved, right, to buy a life insurance policy. And when I died, now that money would all go to the church.
Sure. Yeah, or submissions or just all kinds of things to expand the kingdom. Yeah, I mean, when we get into charitable giving, we've got all kinds of options. I mean, it's really necessary to think through all this stuff and to always keep a conscious eye is that you got to keep this money under your control or some of it until you leave this world because you may need it.
If you need the money, you may need the money to help one of your children or you may need the money to help your wife through a surgery or whatever. All those are kingdom things. You know, God's really interested in you. Loves you. And he wants to make sure you're taken care of. And so that's not storing money up in a barn. That's being wise and using your money and realizing that God wants all that as well.
Sure.
So, you know, it's not a matter of I'm giving all the money to church and I'm not going to take care of my own, because that's just not the case.
No, taking care of yourself is fine with God. I mean, that's really what he wants you to do.
Right.
Good planning for. What I wanted to say on here is the first urban legend where it's bad to distribute from your IRA or we want to distribute the minimum. And I just want to make this point, is that when you're retired, whenever that is, and when you're in need of money beyond your Social Security, or you're not working, or you're not earning enough income to live off of, that's what your IRA is for, okay, is to supplement your Social Security, you have a big IRA. And so taking money out of it and paying the taxes and then living off of the balance, it just ties into what you just said, is is inherently good, even if it's before 70 and a half, or even if it's more than the minimum distribution after 70 and a half. So the point I want, that's what we do in planning. And then you've got the other problem. Once we get you thinking, oh, distributing's good, well, then we want to be careful that we don't distribute too much, because we don't want to run out of money when we're in our 80s. So, and we don't know how long we're going to live, so I'm just not going to try to solve that problem in the very end of the show here. But my point is we can deal with all these contingencies in plan.
Okay?
Yes, you have been listening to, and I have sure been enjoying, Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. It's brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. You just can't put in CardinalGuide.com. You got to put CardinalGuide.com, and there you're going to find the Seven Worries chapter, where you can download all we've been talking about. As we mentioned, you can go to CardinalGuide.com, listen to all the show. If you missed part of it today and you want, wow, I need to know more about that, great. Go listen to the podcast at CardinalGuide.com. We have been draining the swamp. It's been fun.
Thank you. See you next week.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.